Loud. Okay, smile. Hi, and welcome to High Vibe Over 50. I'm really excited today because I have with us today Tammy Lee Webb, and I am just thrilled that she's joining us. I'm sure many of you have heard about Tammy Lee and over the years, and many of you probably had her videos in your home. Tammy Lee Webb has earned multiple awards for her outstanding achievement in the field of personal fitness, including Fitness Instructor of the Year Award, Best Exercise Video, Best Training Organization, and she's been inducted into the Fitness Hall of Fame. She's got 4 best-selling fitness books. She's sold millions of fitness videos, including Buns of Steel, that sold more than 10 million copies. And I know I had a copy of that one, and Abs of Steel and all of those. So welcome, Tammy Lee. We're really happy to have you.
Well, thanks for inviting me on this wonderful adventure. I always love supporting women, especially of our age.
Well, you look like you're 20, but we know that your videos have been around, so you're probably not anymore. But we're happy that you're here. No. So you've a lot of our viewers probably have known you for many, 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 many years, and you've got books, you've got your videos. What are you working on now, this time in your life?
So now what I'm doing is I've taken, because I have so many videos and the content of what I have, I thought, okay, what can I do with this? And So I created a site called designyourfitplans.com. And what it is it's a subscription base, and I put all my videos in there. But what I've done is I edit them down. So I've got 10-minute segment, a 15-minute, 20-minute, or a 30-minute. So you can go in and pick and choose how you want to kind of create your own video. And it just got released on an app, not under Design Your Fit Plan, but because the platform is on Kajabi, it now is on the Kajabi app, and you can use it on, you know, your phone or your iPad.
That's great.
And you can also, you know, feed it to your smart TV. And yeah, so it's kind of nice. Each month I upload new workouts, and if they're not from my old stuff, I create new videos, and they're based on my members requesting, hey, could you do an upper body back one this time? And so I will videotape making little videos, and then I post them on there, and then I do a workout calendar. So if you're not quite sure, because there's so many to choose from, but you're needing some direction, then I can go in. You can just follow the calendar. And then I also offer an additional program where I will personalize your workout on Design Your Fit Plan. Yeah, for an additional cost. But, and you can check out, you know, you can cancel it at any time, but it's kind of nice if you like working out at home or on the road, and, you know, you just go, wow, I need a quick 10-minute ab workout, and boom, there it is.
So it's totally individualized. We can take it with us anywhere.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, sometimes we think, oh, I got to go to the gym. I got to do this. I got to put aside a half hour or whatever. But this is, oh, I have 15 minutes or 10 minutes. And I can get up and work on abs or upper body or whatever. Wow, I love it.
Yeah. And I actually, because I still teach at a local club, and I have some of my members there will join Design Your Fit Plans because they're traveling. So if they can't get to my class, they can at least work out with me on the, excuse me, on the road. So it works out pretty well. And then I'm doing, a friend of mine asked if I would train her. And in the past, way back when I first started, you know, personal training wasn't all that big, but I tried it and I just didn't like it. I don't know what it was, but I didn't like doing personalized training. So I preferred the Group X class, and then of course videos and such. And so I decided, sure, I'll do it because I'll get to spend more time with her. Well, it turned out I really like it now. Here it is 35 years later. And so I've taken on 5 clients, and I really enjoy it. And that's I'm great. Focusing on women over 40. Most of my clients are in their 50s and 60s.
What are you learning about in this new phase? What are you learning about fitness as you're working with people in a personalized setting?
Well, it's Not so much what I'm learning with fitness, because I, you know, I have a pretty good base, but there's mm-hmm. always room for improvement. But what I've learned and what I like about working with women of this age is that when our bodies go through each decade, it mm-hmm. changes. There are changes. You and I both know. There are changes. And what I've noticed is, sorry, my dog's a little scared. He's going to sit on my lap.
It's raining here in Southern California, for our viewers to know that, and dogs get scared.
Absolutely right. And women at this age, they're not so much about, I want this perfect body. I'm not looking for a six pack. I'm not looking for, you know, the perfect butt. I'm looking to be healthy and fit. And but the majority of them have certain injuries. Like I've noticed they either have tendonitis or they have some knee pain, or there's injuries that I'm always dealing with. Like I have a client that has neck injuries. I have another one that has a shoulder, another one hip. So I take all that into consideration.
I'm going to ask you to move your sweet doggy down because we're hearing him breathe.
I know
it's him too. Oh, that's funny. So yeah, so you are you. So what do you do about the fact that people are either have injuries or to prevent injuries, or because as we get older, the fact is that we're more injury prone.
Well, sure. You know, our body loses synovial fluid, which to me is like our WD-40. You know, right. If we could just bottle that up and put it in our bodies every day. But is that we, even though there might be some injuries, there's always certain things that we can do. So I always start with a fitness evaluation or an assessment. So we have a benchmark to what to compare it to. And mm-hmm. then based on whatever their injuries are, where I do some of the personalized training, we have a physical therapist on staff. So okay. I will always get with her and say, hey, I've got this client. This is what I'm doing. Do you have any suggestions? So that we can get that client the best, rehabilitation or the mm-hmm. best exercises to rebuild whatever their injuries are. There is always something. But the thing that doesn't change is that we still have to work out, but how we work out is a little bit different. So back in the days, I can remember teaching like 5 cardio classes, probably in a row, no problem. Mm-hmm. Now, for me to teach 2 classes a day, which I hardly ever do, is a challenge, because my body at this age, I've had injuries. I had a ripped hamstring. Mm-hmm. I broke my ankle 2 years ago. I've broken my wrist. So my body, I can still work out, but it takes a little bit longer to recover. Mm-hmm. And so the recovery period, I need that extra day. I don't want to overdo it. So when I see sometimes like, and by no means am I trying to be disrespectful, but there's a dime a dozen fitness people out there on those platforms, right? And they look great. And I think that is great. They look great. So a lot of times we think, well, I want to train with them. Look how great they look. Mm-hmm. Well, if that person looks like they're ready to compete in a contest, and that's really not what you're striving for, mm-hmm. most likely they may not be the best fit for you. A perfect mm-hmm. example is CrossFit. Have you ever, and again, I'm not putting CrossFit down, but CrossFit was kind of made for the athlete that wanted to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And now the average consumer is going in there and it's hard. So unless those CrossFit places, not all of them, but there are some good ones, know what they're doing with different consumers coming in, then I see tons of injuries from them.
So so our viewers are probably listening to this and go, okay, so I want to get Tammy Lee's fitness plans, and I know I can tailor it to the number of minutes. How do I know which ones are good for me? I'm 67, so how would I know, you know, which ones would be best for me?
So I have 2 calendars in Design Your Fit. One's a beginner. So if you knew that you're a beginner, but you're not, but you said, I want something that's a little bit more tailored. to me, which is what my free gift is going to be, is a 20-minute consultation. So you just go to my Facebook page and you can just book as long as we can make a day work. And I will review and go over what it is that you're doing, or maybe what you need to be doing. So I always like to find out what people's body types are. Like, are you a mesomorph? You're an ectomorph, endomorph, combination, because your workouts are going to depend on certain body types, as well as what, you know, do you have any injuries? So you can go right now even to my webpage, TammyLeeWebb.com, and there's different options. So you can sign up for that, the personalized one that you're asking. So what I do, you have to be a member of Design Your Fit Plan. And I put together, after our consultation, in a calendar, in fact, let me grab one, I have one right here, and what it looks like that I want you to be doing. And then I check in on you. So I don't know if you can all see this.
Yeah.
But it's a calendar.
Okay.
And those are the workouts that I want you to do each day. Okay. So you have your calendar all in front of you. And then after a week, you know, if something isn't working out, one of the workouts, like I had one woman say, you know, I'm having really bad issues with my low back. So I make adjustments. As well as, you know, if we sit a lot, and in our society today, a lot of people are sitting. And as long as you're sitting, you're compressing your spine. Everything is just being compressed. And as we know from our phones and stuff, I'm really scared for the millennials, because they're all going to be hunched over.
Hunched over looking at their phones, exactly. Right. And, so what can we do about that? So if we're, like, I sit a lot at my computer, and I bet you probably do.
Every 45 minutes. You need to get up every 45 minutes. I'm looking for my other, hold on just a moment. It's right here. So, you know, I'm really big about working the butt. And so I have this. Yeah, this is called a glute loop, and it's you know, like my rubber bands, but this is an upper fabric one, really, really nice. And after you've been working, sitting for 45 minutes, I highly recommend that you put this above the knees, and you get up, and you do step together step without bringing your feet all the way in, and in a kind of squat position, and that will activate those glutes again and help the extensors in helping you stand back up posture-wise. Because our gluteus is, it's like it's the main part for our upper and our lower. Same with our core. So we always talk about our core. Well, what's the core? It's everything but your limbs, right?
Okay.
So it's the center. So if we had a circle and then all these little offshoots, that's the core. Well, your butt muscles, the gluteus, they're a part of helping you walk, stand, and when we're compressed down, we need to activate the glutes again and start. So I always tell my clients, if you're sitting for 45 minutes, I want you to put a timer. You're going to get up and you're going to activate your glutes.
For how long?
Just a minute, maybe a minute or two. That's all.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, we have to every 45 minutes, we have to spend the rest of those 15 minutes of that hour doing something.
No, not at all. But you do need to get up to stop this compression. Okay. Get up. And a lot of times, depending on their posture. So if I'm starting out with a client that has really poor posture, I want them to stand up next to a wall every day. And I don't know if you've seen them, but there's now these like straps you can put on to help you have better posture.
Keep your shoulders back and down.
Your shoulders back and down. And as we know, I mean, at the end of the day, you're wearing your shoulders.
Which is why people have those tension muscle headaches and all that.
Yeah.
From being like this and hunched over at their desks. Which is stressful too. So it's adding to our stress.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can just tell, and I can always tell if a woman, or a client, cause I'm mostly working with women, where if they're right-handed or left, because they're carrying their bag on typically one side of the shoulder.
Right.
Yeah. And then their shoulders aren't even.
So should we switch sides that we carry our bags on?
Absolutely. You should be doing that all the time, because your brain, just like our muscles, you know, it gets into this memory, and you want to wire and fire new brain cells and challenge yourself to do something different. Simple as, if you're going to the bathroom and you're brushing your teeth with the right hand, try it with the left hand.
And it's going to feel different at first, but you just do it anyway.
Yeah. And then if you're carrying your purse on the right shoulder, then switch it and carry it on the left. You know, just back it up. Try and do things just a little bit different. I think that's why when we go away for holidays or vacations, it's so relaxing, because it's something new.
We're doing something different.
We're interested. Our brains are like, wow, look at this. And so we need to do that within our own lifestyle and challenge our bodies and our brains.
Right.
So the other thing that I think is pretty challenging for this age group is balance.
Oh, I was just going to mention that. So thank you. Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. So I work a lot with balancing, and it's nice now, because a lot of my clients will say, gosh, you know, my imbalance has improved so much. I didn't realize that it was so bad.
It sort of creeps up on you, doesn't it?
It does. And we, you know, and the worst thing, like I always think about my mom, is going, oh my gosh, I just don't want her to fall, because, right, you know, the older you get and the falling, you're going to break bones. And that's when it's really dangerous. But I'm always saying to my clients, you don't want to have a walker or somebody over there helping you get up out of the chair. You want to be able to use your legs and your butt muscles and your abs to stand up without having to pull yourself up. So I really work a lot on women's strength, upper body, as well as their balance.
So how can women work on balance? What do we do to help our balance stay okay and not degrade over time?
Well, there's a couple of exercises that I have them do, some that are really simple without me trying to get up and demonstrate, is even if you do like a tree pose, you know, where you're one leg and one leg's up, and even if you're not putting it out to the side, just lifting that leg up, focus on something and see if you can hold it. Another one is a bird dog. So if you haven't seen bird dog, that's where you're on all fours and you're going to extend one arm. So if my left arm goes out, then my right leg's going to go out, and see if you can hold that for 30 seconds to a minute. It's kind of like if you're going to do a plank. Well, plank has a lot to do with strength, but in a bird dog, it has a lot to do with balance too. Another one is place one foot in front of the other. So you're standing up straight, place the right foot in front of the left foot. And now you're just going to forward flexion, coming down, keeping your legs straight, and seeing if you can touch the ground and come back up without falling over.
Okay. So you mentioned something earlier on in our talk today about not comparing yourself to other people, like to that fit person. So I would imagine that it would be the same thing. If I can do the bird dog for 5 seconds, I'm not going to compare it to you, who could probably do it for 6 minutes, but just try to build up myself up a little bit at a time.
Yes. So I do this in my classes. I tell my students, there's no shaming in this class. No shaming. And that's what will happen when you get into a group type of setting. A lot of times they're like, well, she's doing it, I better do it. You know, I can do this. And so the way that I teach a class is I'm always giving options, alternatives to modify the exercise. So I will say, which I've always done on my videos, is this is the advanced version. Now let me show you the modified version. And I said, and if it isn't right for you, change it up. I'm okay with that. As long as you're not hurting yourself, I'm good with it. You've got to listen to your body. Now, when I'm personally training someone in person, I'm constantly asking them, how does that feel? The minute, and usually I can tell, like if I'm having them do a bicep curl and all of a sudden they're like, obviously it, okay, then it's like, stop. Now you're using other muscle groups, and that's not what I want. I want you to have good form, good technique, because we don't want to injure yourself. But it's it's don't be comparing yourself with anybody. That's why I do an assessment. It's a benchmark. So every 6 to 8 weeks we go back in and I'll say, let's test your plank. Let's see if you were able to do 30 seconds. Let's see where you are now. And every single time they can always do it longer. Or I have women that can't do push-ups, modified push-ups. That's that upper body strength, right? And by the time we're done with 8 weeks, they can double that.
So you're bringing up a really good point. You're talking about doing a reevaluation every 6 to 8 weeks. So I want our viewers to understand, if we're doing something, we're doing push-ups or planks or the bird dog or whatever, it's not, well, gosh, 4 days ago, I've been working on this for 4 days, or I've been working on this for a week. Yeah. It's really, you have to give it the time.
Absolutely. And you can do this on your own. So I would recommend people, the test that I do is I ask, see if they can do a plank for 2 minutes. So set your little clock in front of you, get either on your forearms or straight arms, and see how long you can do it, and just write it down and put a date. The other one is tricep dips. How many tricep dips can you do? Off the chair. So if you are up against a chair and you're straightening the arm and bending for the back of the upper body, and then push-ups, how many push-ups can you do? And I have a woman right now, a new client, and in the modified position, I had one client go, well, can't I do the girl push-up? And I go, shame on you. Shame. There is no boy or girl push-ups. No, it's either advanced or modified. She couldn't even do the modified one.
Wow.
Yes. So write that down, and then in 6 to 8 weeks, go back and test yourself again.
Yeah.
And if you're consistent with building your muscles, you will get stronger. So the majority of my women that I train right now, private clients, Shelly, it's interesting. All of them are ectomorphs. So an ectomorph is a body type that is long and lean. So they have a hard time putting on muscle mass, right? They usually make great long distance runners, models, some basketball players. I mean, they're just long and lean. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm what you call a mesomorph. I can just look at a weight and my muscles go, ooh.
Okay, I'm with you.
So, and not to say that any one body is better than the other. It's just genetically made up. If you don't like your body, then part of that is your parents. So, but for them, one woman came because her bone density was down. And as you know, usually around 50, you're going in and getting your bone density measured. Mm-hmm. And I always call it, you get closer to the vortex and then you fall in. So things start speeding up, right?
Right.
You're thinking, well, wait a minute. I used to work out all the time. Why is my bone density down?
Right.
Well, because it's almost like it's just speeding up. So you've got to stay on it and be consistent. And one of the best things we could be doing is strength training. Strength training, working on our balance, working on our just overall health. So my philosophy has always been about fitness begins from the inside out. But we don't walk around seeing the inside. So if you could unzip your body and take a look on the inside, what would that look like?
Right.
So we don't go, oh, wow, Shelly, look at that liver. It's looking really cool.
My liver's great, thanks.
We can't see it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people will keep resisting and resisting until your body just knocks you down and says, no more.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're talking about consistency. I've heard some people say you should work out every day, and I've heard some people say you should work out X number of times per week. Is there something that sort of fits for everybody?
Well, just like I was saying, there's different body types and there's different hairstyles and clothing. Not every workout routine is going to be the same. You've got to tailor it. And that's why I think I'm enjoying personalized training so much more, whether it's online or in person, because I can really hone in on you and go, oh, this is what's going on. This is how I can best help you. Because yeah. it's kind of like if you go to the grocery store and you're buying one thing and everybody's buying it and it was okay. But when you get like, you know, fresh vegetables and things and you're making it from like
yeah.
real stuff, the taste just blows your mind. Well, it's the same with your workout routine. So when someone says, oh, you should work out every day. Well, it depends. If you're already in pretty good shape, three to 4 days a week is going to maintain that. If okay. you're trying to see gains, then you need to bump it up to 5 days a week. But if you don't have, like, I always ask people, are you doing cardio? And where are you doing cardio and how long? What's the duration? Because mm-hmm. I will see people at the gym, women up on the treadmill for at least an hour or more. And that to me is, you're wasting your time. It's not okay. a good waste. But seriously, I give my clients an interval type of training on a treadmill that they're done in 30 minutes. 20, 30 minutes, put in the work, and then let's move on. Because you don't need
strength.
To time. So if you said, well, I can't work out every single day, but every single day you could do, like right now I'm doing the holiday workout, and it's just basically four exercises that you can do each day.
Okay.
And that is an abdominal crunch, a tricep dip, what else did I have? You can do a choice of step ups or jumping jacks or jump ropes. And then I have, what is it? Gosh, why am I blanking out here? But anyway, if you did these every single day between mm-hmm. now and New Year, you'll definitely feel a difference, but you've got to stay on it. It can't just be one of those things where, yeah. So it was push-ups, crunches, tricep dips, and then you have your choice of step up, jump. And then every week, so this is my holiday workout for November. I do it every November, December. And so this is not just for Design Your Fit Plan. You can go on my Facebook page and get this. But every week I add a new exercise. And then on here, I'll say, beginners, I want you to do this many, intermediate, this many, and advanced.
And we can get that on you. Did you say we can get that on your Facebook?
Yeah, it's on my Facebook page for Buns of Steel or Tammy Lee Web Fitness. And I had one of the women said, on an average, most people will gain 7 to 10 pounds between October and January.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And she said, this was the first year, because I stuck with the holiday challenge. She goes, it's the first year I didn't gain weight. I didn't lose any, but I didn't gain.
Didn't gain any, so that's good.
That was huge for me. Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah. So we're almost out of time. I just wanted to have you just talk really briefly about one thing. I was going through your website and your Facebook, and there was something in there that said, count your blessings, not your calories.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that for like 30 seconds?
And I'm all about numbers. I'm into numerology and numbers. I always look at numbers. But the thing that I don't like doing is there are some people, if you're an accountant, you probably like all the numbers and you want to count everything. That's fine. But I don't want people to get hung up on counting or like jumping on a scale every day mm-hmm. because then you need a base, but then you're stuck on it. Am I going to have a good day? Am I going to have a bad day? Oh my gosh, I ate over this. So I've got to now go and do a treadmill for another hour. And so I call it, we have the physical workout and then I have the emotional body. And mm-hmm. the emotional body is so important. It's as important as the physical. And that is, what are you saying in your head to yourself?
Yeah.
Because whatever you're thinking and whatever you're saying, your cell on a cellular level is just eating all of that up. And so if you keep saying to yourself, oh my God, look at those gray hair, look at my thighs. I mean, your body's taking that on instead of, you know what? I'm doing really good. I look great. I can do this. And it's that whole positive, because not just verbally saying it, but emotionally, and it's feeling. So if somebody comes to me and they have a lot of weight to lose, I try and dig into the emotional side of that, because that's why they're doing it. It's an it's not just because they're not exercising, they're eating bad. Why are you going toward that?
Right.
So you have to find out what is that? Because until we can work on that, which is usually an emotional component, the physical isn't going to come into play. And then there's the whole nutrition. So nutrition for me is, I don't want you to weigh out everything, but I mean, it's simple. Here's the palm of your hand. This is how much you want to have. And what you're having and when you're having it has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. So we are almost at, we're out of time, but it sounds to me, I just want to sort of summarize here that you really, when you talk about balance, you're talking about a bunch of things. You're talking about our physical balancing our bodies. You're talking about balancing physical and emotional. You're talking about balancing foods, et cetera. So, and that gives us a great, healthy, fit, balanced life.
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you so much for being on with us. And for our viewers, if you click on the link on the page here, you'll see generous gifts from Tammy Lee. And she's also told us about free gifts on her Facebook page and her website. And there's so much that you have to offer. Thank you so much for being with us.
Absolutely.
And to our viewers, thanks for being on, and keep watching on High Vibe Over 50. Oops.